Hi, we're here with Bruce Monrad, Chairman and Portfolio Manager at Northeast Investors Trust, which is one of the oldest bond funds in America. That's ticker symbol NTHEX. Bruce is also one of the longest tenured bond fund managers in the country, having run Northeast Investors Trust for more than 29 years. Bruce, 2018, by all accounts, was a pretty good year for the U.S. economy. We saw acceleration of growth. We saw the jobless rate fall to a near 50-year low. Yet if you look at the landscape of investments, we see most stock funds and many bond funds down year to date. Can you explain?
Well, I think, good question. I think on the bond side, a lot has to do with rising interest rates. As you said, the economy is strong. The Fed's been raising interest rates. And there's probably been some spillover to the from the bond market to the stock market in terms of affecting valuations.
Bruce, now your fund is primarily a high yield fund. Can you describe what kind of year 2018 was for high yield investors?
Yeah, all fixed income has been under pressure because of rising rates, and the high yield has been one of the better performing sectors in fixed income. But all fixed income is hovering around break even for the year.
Now speaking of rising rates, we just came from a December Fed meeting, where the Fed raised rates once again as expected. Going forward, what do you expect? I mean, what kind of year do you anticipate in 2019 with regard to interest rates?
Well, it's very interesting because the market right now, the bond market right now, is pricing in only maybe one rate increase, and that's a little different than it had been a couple months ago even. And we would think that there's still a risk that there would be a couple of rate increases, and so that could be disappointing to the market.
Now, one of the reasons why I think there is this newfound belief that maybe the Fed only goes once or twice is because of the so-called inverted yield curve, right? Recently, we saw parts of the some shorter-dated treasuries start to pay more than some longer-dated treasuries. Historically, that's a pretty ominous sign. Are you worried?
I understand the question. We're not as worried as others might be about it. I know people think that there's been a good correlation, but I'm not sure that necessarily that the yield curve causes recessions. And in particular, we could get very technical about it, but I think it might be that this time there's a different approach.
So even if more parts of the yield curve do invert, if the entire yield curve were to invert, you don't necessarily think that's automatically a harbinger of doom and gloom?
No, I think number one is that the yield curve could steepen, and that would be our base case too. And then also the Fed itself might jawbone the curve into a steepening as well, or the Fed could do something akin to what the Japanese BOJ, Bank of Japan, is doing in their Operation Twist, which is they could sell long-term bonds and get where they want. The Fed does not want an inverted yield curve, so there might be something of a role that they play in this.
Bruce, let's turn to things that we ought to be worried about. Right now, are there any big geopolitical risks that you think investors ought to be paying attention to?
Oh, well, certainly we all should be focused on, trade issues, although they seem relatively benign so far. And then look across the ocean, and we've got Brexit, we've got the Italian budget, and even last week there was a focus on the French budget, with the protests there, and even the EU rebuked France for its budget, and that all relates to the relationship between sovereign debt and the financial system.
What about economic risks? You know, Janet Yellen recently came on record saying that she's concerned about corporate debt levels. We've seen recent downgrades of high-quality securities issued by AT&T and GE, which are nearing junk status. For a high-yield manager like yourself, do you consider those kinds of downgrades to be, you know, big risks, or are they big opportunities for your fund?
Well, it's definitely something to pay attention to, because if those large, and they are very large issuers, if they are downgraded, they would need to be absorbed. The selling of them would need to be absorbed by the high yield market. Now we're set up for that, meaning with our short durations, even if spreads widen as those bonds are absorbed by high yield buyers, we're set up for that. But it's definitely something to keep an eye on. You know what happens with G and AT&T.
Now, in theory, the economy itself will play a factor in what happens to those types of companies. What is your base case for the economy in 2019? What is kind of the assumption that you're working with, by and large, disregarding any surprises that come along the way?
Yeah, we're relatively sanguine. We would say that we don't think that the rate increases to this point are going to have a pronounced impact on the economy. Some air pockets in the interest sensitive sectors, and we don't think that that recoveries die of old age, economic recoveries die of old age. So we think it's actually relatively clear sailing going forward.
So in light of that, how are you positioning your portfolio right now?
Yeah, we're keeping our duration, our maturities very short, and we think that's a good way to approach it. So we're collecting, what that means is we still collect the high yield spread, the extra yield, and yet we are not taking a lot of interest rate risk at this point. And so we're hitting singles, and we think that's a good way to be. It's certainly been a good place to be in the last couple months because because interest rates have risen and that put pressure on the market, and short duration securities worked out well. And then starting about October 1, spreads, again the difference in yield between high yields, bonds, and treasuries, those flared out a little bit. And by keeping our maturity short, that's been very good.
Bruce, I've heard you describe your strategy as somewhat of a barbell approach. Is that still the case? And can you kind of describe what you mean by barbell?
Very much so. And we think it's a great way to be positioned going into 2019. So we have a lot of bonds. Almost all the capital that we've invested in the last 24 months have been at the shorter end of the yield curve. And as I said earlier, we're hitting singles in that area. Very low risk. The beta of those securities is very low, and yet we also get the high yield spread to treasuries, and so we think that's attractive. At the other end of the spectrum, we have it's an esoteric and an eclectic group of securities. Sometimes equities, but almost always created out of former bond positions, so it could be distressed securities and the like. And, those we think are high IRR securities. And they have been a source of weakness this year, actually. So our yield, if you look at our performance, you would see that the yield to call securities have done very well. Well, we have seen pressure on the other end of the barbell. And hopefully the IRRs on both ends of the barbell will be attractive into 2019.
So, Bruce, you expect both ends of the barbell to do well or reasonably well in 2019?
We think so. As we spoke of earlier, our base case is that the economy will be fine. We will be focusing again on the risk of rising rates. And in that sort of scenario, the yield to call will be extremely risk attractive on a risk-adjusted basis. We collect, as I say, the spreads, and we think we have very little capital risk in those investments. And then on the other side, we pencil out the IRRs, the rates of return, we see very attractive valuations with our relatively sanguine view of the U.S. economy.
So, Bruce, regardless of what the Fed does next year, whether it does one or two, or whether it does more, do you feel like your portfolio is positioned to handle either of those scenarios?
We think so. If the Fed does less in the way of interest rate increases than we're thinking, then certainly that would be a tailwind. It would just be in our base case, we would say that our competing investments would see more pressure than we would.
Bruce, you're one of the few bond fund managers who's been in the business for nearly three decades. So you've witnessed all sorts of different rate cycles. I'm curious if this particular period reminds you of any period in the recent past, in terms of both the unpredictability of rates, but also the direction of rates.
Well, you're right. We've seen a lot. We've seen spreads widen out to high yield spreads widen out to 1,000 basis points to 10 percentage points three times in my career, and we've seen a couple of periods of interest rates going up. And so probably the period this is most akin to would be the 94-95 period, because that was the Fed was raising interest rates, and at that time as well there was enormous pressure on emerging market securities. So we've seen it before.
Thank you for your time, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
That was Bruce Monrad, chairman of Northeast Investors Trust, one of the oldest bond fund portfolios in the country, ticker symbol NTHEX.